NappyAfro.com.
Welcome to the Forecast, episode 75. Yes, once again, you do hear the voice of B-Easy. I've been called the bench again to host this show. Sorry, I has an injury. If you're a first-time listener, the Forecast is a weekly podcast presented by Nappy Afro. You can listen to it on nappyafro.com, forecast.com. Go to iTunes, rate it, subscribe, whatever. But it's just not about me. Also with me today is my homeboy, community friend of the black community, a.k.a. King, GQ Blue. What's up, GQ Blue?
What an intro. What's up, y'all? It's GQ Blue, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. Young Boys Kojo, a.k.a. Slick Mahoney. What's up, y'all?
And also with me, this guy woke up this morning in the Bugatti. Every time he plays pickup football, he's all-time quarterback, my homeboy, King Jern. What's up, King Jern?
What's going on, people, man? It's your boy, King Jern, a.k.a. I'm going with... Tywin Lannister again, man. I'm straight Lannister this week, man. I had a good AKA, but Beezy killed my vibe for the show, people. So,
oh wow, you know,
yeah, he killed my vibe. Man. He killed my vibe.
You do? Beezy. I mean, you did know the show was going to happen, though, right?
Of course I did.
Okay,
of course I did. But sometimes when I was going to write down my AKA, somebody said, "Don't do that," because they'd be whack. Just freestyle them, and you know.
I mean, no, your AKA people, be whack.
That's not my thing. Listen, man. If the only thing I brought to the show was the AKA, then maybe that, you know, but hey, man, when you have to, you know, deliver, you know, the people want comedy, they want my advice, you know, so if I'm slacking an AKA game, forgive me, people. Forgive me.
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm off my soapbox, whatever the, you know, people at GQ's ilk call it. You
Before
know?
We say anything else... Anything else? We got an announcement, people. I wish Saul Wright was here. King Jern told me. Saul Wright told me he hurt his leg or something. King Jern told me that he's getting the start of a sex change, but I don't believe that. I don't either.
Man, stop it, man.
I'm not here.
We're not gonna slander Saul Wright.
I'm
not gonna let you slander the big homie Saul Wright.
You told me that.
I said Saul Wright going hard. I said he's a gym rat now. I said that man one of them people to get dedicated in the gym and. And, you know, that's what he's going hard now. The gym is all right life. And, you know, maybe it's the carbs and the protein and stuff they have. You know, like I said, he loves the gym right now. So, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. So don't even sit there. Nah, you're not going to do it. I'm not going to let that slide.
How'd you get sex change out of that, man?
You know what I mean? Loves ladies, man. Why would he get a sex change?
No, King Jern told me that he said outpatient, whatever. King Jern said you got to go the first time to take the pill to get started. That's what you told me. The estrogen shots.
Hey.
Anyway, you know. Listen, they're neither here nor there. After.
Oh, can I say something real quick?
I need to make my announcement first.
Hold on. My announcement is a little bit better.
No, hell no, it's not. Hell no, it's not.
Hey, I'm Team iPhone now. Holler at your boy, man. Team iPhone. We out
Tired
you.
Up. Tired
we
up.
Out you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm loving it. This transition, you know, it was a rocky the first couple days, but it's I like it, though. I like it. So, yeah.
You want the five?
Five, yes, sir.
Nice.
What the fuck? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yes.
Can I have my announcement now?
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead, B. Go ahead. Tell me, you know, whatever news you can have.
Here you go. Here you go. After 6 years, the Nappy Afro t-shirts are finally here.
I don't believe it. Hey, this is an April Fool's joke. Stop lying to the people, man.
Listen. We're recording this on Wednesday night. By the time you hear this, go to nappyafro.com, click on store. We got 3 shirts, a cup. It's going crazy, man.
No, I don't believe this. Is a joke. Listen, I don't believe this. I'm gonna put me on King Jermo record saying I do not believe this.
Okay. Like I said, I mean, you know.
First of all, I didn't get an email about this. Okay. I think I would have to sign off on something like this. So first of all, I don't believe this. Nobody informed me today while I was golfing that we was, you know, opening up a store.
I didn't even get a chance to tell GQ about it.
Wow. So this is the first time everybody's hearing this.
Yeah, I'm sorry, GQ. Sorry, King John.
John, was you under or over par?
Come on, man. I wasn't counting. I was mulliganing all day, man. What do you mean?
Yeah, but no, we got a black shirt, we got a white shirt with a napper afro, we have with a classic logo, we got one black shirt with a napper afro, and we got a cup. So even if you don't want to wear,
all the shirts are black. That's not
No. We got one white. Okay, actually, to be real with you, our friends at Spread Shirt, you can pick 1,000 colors.
Whoa! So I get a nappy afro, different color shirt. Then, so if I'm not really cool with the black and green, I can get maybe a orange and green shirt, or you know.
I mean, I guess I'll prefer you get the black or the white one. I prefer.
So I can maybe even customize nappy. I might have a pair of shoes that might be, let's say, a different color, and they might just have a nappy afro shirt to go with these shoes I have. Correct?
Yeah, but like I said,
That is kind of dope.
You know what I'm saying? I might
be at the homecoming with my blue and white nappy afro t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They might have a blue and white shirt. Do they got a pink? You know, you got to have a pink shirt, man.
I prefer
nappy afro. Loves the breast, man. We love the breast.
Yes, I'll prefer.
You got to have a shirt for the ladies.
I'll prefer you get the black or the white one. I'm gonna keep saying it. That's what I'll prefer. But I mean, I'm a sport. But anyway. That finally made the announcement. Sorry, I couldn't be here because, you know, we talked about it a lot. But, yeah, the nappy afro t-shirts are here.
I still don't believe it. I see it.
Like I said, you know, but, you know, fuck with it. It's all I got to say. Buy a shirt, you know, if you, you know. Well, anyway.
First of all, I'm going to be like your boy Ronco on these infomercials. Mm-hmm. Now, how much is the shirt?
25 bones each.
You're supposed to say only 25 bones.
Okay, actually, listen. Actually, that $75, but if you go within the next 5 years, that'd be $25.
Wow.
only $25. You got to say only 25. You got to make me feel like I'm getting a deal. I learned that when I was selling cars.
Okay, I think we've done enough. We've done shilling shit now, so.
Nah, fuck that. We finally got 6 years. You saying we got shirts after 6 years, man. You don't understand, man.
I just sent GQ Blue the link. I don't know if you're looking at it, though.
Wow.
But fuck with GQ.
I'm watching Chicago blow this damn lead. I'm looking at the link. I'm trying to get it. I don't think it came to the box yet. Unless it was in my spam box.
No. It's in your Skype thing.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. But, well, that's a good lead in, GQ. Speaking of the NBA, I guess we're going to go with the NBA first.
What? We're leading off with sports? Hey, wow.
I want to talk about the NFL for at least 2 hours. But
who's laughing? Me too. I can go all night. What you mean? Well, We can break down each division if you want to. Hey.
I mean, I wanted to go with the
top 100 players of last season.
I want to talk about the best practice squads right now.
Hey, man, I don't know, man. I heard they got some good trainers in Oakland this year. Now, Oakland trainers have upgraded this year.
I don't know. Anyway, NBA, you know.
It's your NFL talk for the week, so all right. Got your NFL, man.
I don't know. What is this?
The streak continues.
Anyway, we're in the NBA playoffs, of course. We got four games going on. I don't know. I guess the question I want to ask y'all was, it looks like since we got injuries from OKC, we got injuries from, I guess we got injury, the Derrick Rose and all that shit. Is it a cakewalk for the Heat? Do y'all think the Heat is locked to win this?
I mean, Memphis is going to be a tough matchup mm-hmm. in the finals for the Heat, you know? Because I really believe Memphis coming out of the West and just their physical nature is going to be a tough matchup for the Heat, but I don't see nobody beating the Heat. Man, I told y'all, man, LeBron is on a mission. He's beasting right now, and LeBron is LeBron, period.
The one knock on the Heat is that they don't rebound well, and if you got Gasol and Z-Bo up there, I think they can push it to a game 6 or 7, but I still think it's the Heat. I don't think they're going to cakewalk. I think they're going to at least go six games with the Pacers next round, but I think they're going to win. There ain't going to be no cakewalk.
Oh, so you're just saying the Knicks is done. Well, that's what you're saying.
Basically. If he ain't saying it, I'm saying it.
I mean, fake Bill Walton, Twitter said that that J.R. Smith got that alien Rihanna STD and can't play no more.
I love it that GQ always quotes fake Bill Walton Twitter. Hey, fake not Bill the real Bill Walton, the fake Bill Walton. He was funny as shit now.
Fake Bill Walton is the man.
But hold on. So y'all saying that Memphis can beat San Antonio?
Yeah.
But
San Antonio got their hands full right now with Golden State.
But shit, they up 3-2 now, but Parker is balling.
Parker is balling, but Memphis, like I said, Memphis is a tough team, man, because didn't Memphis put out the Spurs last year, if I'm not mistaken? No, they probably did. Yeah, Memphis
okay,
did.
OKC
put them out.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. See, there we go, you know, quoting just anything, freestyling, you know how we do.
I don't know. It just seems weird to me that Zach Randolph has the weakest vertical of any big man I've seen in the past 10 years. Like, that nigga cannot jump at all. I don't know. I mean, it's weird to me, but...
Hey, man. But I bet you won't say that to his face.
Oh, hell no.
Z-Bo is a goon.
Oh, of course. He's on an all-goon defensive team.
Oh. Hey, can I give a quick shout-out real quick?
Go ahead.
Hey, shout-out to my homeboy out in Kentucky. He a homeless guy. He broke into a grocery store this weekend. He started cooking food in there. He drank beers. He drank tea. He did whippets, the ready whip cans of whipped cream, got high, fell asleep in the rafters. I mean, shitted on himself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fell asleep on the rafters. They come in Monday morning. They find the place. You know, they find Buddy up there. They call the fire department. You know, they had to come get him down. He was real cooperative. You know, he in jail now, so now he got a home. So, but he did have a great weekend. I'm pretty sure he did. I can't think of his name right now, but I did read this article, and I thought that was the greatest shit ever.
What city?
Good research. Kentucky?
No, sorry. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the information that it was in Bullock County or some shit like that.
Bullock County?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, that's like 30 minutes outside of Louisville, so that's crazy.
Yeah, good research, King James.
No.
Great research, King James.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
You know you're talking about the NBA, right?
Yeah, but I just had to give a quick shout-out to my boy, man. Mm-hmm. That shit was fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? What he did. You know, he had a great weekend. His name is Mount Washington. That's what it said.
Okay. This is great, by the way. This is cute. Anyway,
Trevor Runyon. That's my guy's name. Trevor Runyon. Shout out Trevor Runyon. Yeah, but go ahead. NBA, man. I mean, come on. We all know the Heat winning. What's there to talk about in the NBA? Derrick Rose is a pussy. The Heat's going to win.
Carmelo. Hold on. How is Derrick Rose a pussy?
Because him and Shumpert got hurt the same week. Shumpert is balling now.
but it wasn't the same.
Nobody cares if he comes back or not. Look, because I was debating with Saul Wright on his Facebook page. You know, just like y'all guys wanted to give LeBron some slack for making the decision when Bird and Jordan was like, real players don't have to go to somewhere else and get help. It's the same thing. And people say, well, it's not the same NBA anymore. It's different times. It's just like now, there's no more gladiators or warriors. These cats are businesses. They're businessmen. That man is a multi-million-dollar corporation in himself. If you don't want to come back and mess up his brand, I don't fault him. Because as much as y'all want, we want Rose. If he goes out there and S himself up, man, you ain't going to care about him no more. He ain't won a title yet, so it's going to be like, oh, screw him.
But his money's guaranteed. It's not like he's not getting his full contract this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the doctor cleared you to play and we're paying you... Your money guaranteed whether you play it don't, Rose. So, you know, I mean, even if you get hurt, you still going to get money. So, it's not a money issue. Even if you do get career over, so what? You got money.
Hold on. Did you say even if you do get your career over? Like, you saying it like it ain't shit. It is shit.
But you still getting paid. Listen, man.
He wants to win the championship.
Championship's overrated.
Didn't you see
have rings, man.
Didn't you see 30 for 30? All them cats had guaranteed contracts, got paid, and it's gone.
Thank you.
Make as much money as possible.
But these kids these days, they're a little bit better with their money than guys in the, back, older guys. They were stupid with the money. These kids these days, they're a little bit better, I'm going to say. You know,
generation is smarter than the previous generation.
Well, they got better advisors, you know. They got better advisors than what, because back in the day, them cats didn't have advisors. They just had their uncle. Your uncle broke as fuck, too. How's he? He ain't got no money. Now y'all constantly seeing millions. You taking care of all this? You know, come on, man. So that's what happened, man. And now people got real crooks that know how to manage money. to take care of their money. So, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Uh-huh. So, but, you know, I'm a Bulls fan now. Let's make it clear. So, I'm not mad at D-Rose for not playing, but, I mean, you out there shooting jumpers before the game. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? you out there in warm-ups in a Bulls jersey, but when the game come on, you in a suit and tie eating candy and shit.
And that's why I blame Chicago management. They should protect him and say, you know what, nigga?
Don't even come.
Exactly. You making yourself look bad. You making yourself like an asshole. Just stop. Yeah. We going to put you on IR so you don't have to answer no more questions and just leave it alone.
And you know, but when he come back next year, though, if he come back half the play he was, it's going to be crazy for Bulls next year, though.
I mean, shoot, if Luol Deng doesn't die.
I mean, exactly. What about Luol?
He got fucking spinal taps and shit like that.
Yeah, you got an infection or something from a spinal tap. I said a spinal tap? I said, that's some real shit? I thought that was some shit Pinhead did to you or something. You know, that was no real shit.
And that dude lost Pinhead in a week.
Yeah, I mean, and it all came from the food, right?
They don't know what he has. That's why he got the spinal tap. They thought he had meningitis.
Damn.
He's African, man. Ain't no telling. He African.
God damn it. God damn it, Africa.
The same, man.
Really? We're going to say, God damn it, Africa?
No, I'm saying, like, he always goes to Africa for some reason.
Who?
You.
I'm just saying, man.
You told me, listen, you remember the time I was dating an African girl? You said, man, I wouldn't fuck no African.
I said I wouldn't mess with a girl that was born in Africa.
Yeah, she was born in Africa.
Oh, yeah. She couldn't get the business. She couldn't get the beefcake at all.
She was gorgeous. She said, hey, you never know. She might, you know, like African people can't get detected with AIDS and shit.
I didn't just say it was AIDS. I said it could be anything. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't keep it with some Nigerian girls and some girls from Sierra Leone. And they will cook.
Yes.
Your ass off.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I eat your cooking. I'm not gonna eat your cookie.
Yeah. Hey. another NBA question before we get off of NBA. Well, I actually got two. What's next for OKC? Because you know this is the year that Kevin Durant was on the cover of Sports Illustrated saying he's tired of being number two. He don't want to be number two for his whole career. He wants to be number one. What's next for OKC? I mean, I know Westbrook's hurt, so that's probably the reason they're gonna get kicked out the playoffs. But I mean, do y'all think they'll come back to what it was next year, or do you think it'll be the same shit?
This was the best thing that ever happened for Kevin Durant.
Well, he looking like LeBron with Cleveland out there.
No, he's not. Shit. He's looking like LeBron on crack out there.
Nah, I mean, but this is the best thing to happen for him, because even with Russell Westbrook, they probably weren't going to get past the Heat. And just like, you know, now it was like, when's LeBron going to win one? Now we're starting to look at Kevin Durant like that. Now he has a reason, like, look, I had to hear hurt the pressure's off. Now we can look at Carmelo and be like, Carmelo, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Your ninth season, where's your title? And it looks a little more believable that team could have made a run and possibly challenged the Heat. We knew they could do it with Harden last year. They definitely was going to do it without him. They didn't add no pieces. And I think now is about time we got to get Scott Brooks out of there. You need a new coach.
Damn.
Scott Brooks can't get to a title in OKC.
Man, let's be honest, people. I don't want to see Oklahoma City as an NBA champion. That's in the middle of fucking nowhere. I don't even... What state is Oklahoma City in?
Oklahoma.
Oh, but you know how in the Midwest, you know, like, they got a Kansas City, Missouri.
No.
Kansas, and, you know, Texarkana, Texas, and...
I learned that from watching Officer and the Gentleman, where the capital of Oklahoma was. I just want to put it out there.
Well, but yeah, that doesn't look like an NBA champion place to me, man.
It don't fucking matter! Like, King drink. Anyway, last thing, do y'all think Golden State is the real deal?
No.
Really? I mean,
not now, but I think they got some nice pieces. I mean, like Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
If Curry was you know, healthy and had that bum ankle, you know, David Lee being hurt. I mean, they got some nice little pieces. I think they'll be legitimate contenders in the West in the next, you know, 2 years once they, you know, get a little more older.
Do you think? I mean, the only thing I don't like about them is that they live and die by the shot, by the 3-point shot. You know what I'm saying? You can't, like, if they own, they can beat anybody. If they off, they can't beat anybody almost. So, I don't know, Jern?
Yeah, they're just young, man. I mean, you know, we always have one young team that comes and says, "Oh, you know," but then, you know, they're gonna have a lot of decisions to make with Golden State being a small market. Excuse me.
I don't know. Oak can be jumping, though, boy. Oak can be jumping.
But they not going to pay. You got Harrison Barnes, Stephon Curry. He's going to get paid. Harrison Barnes, you got to keep him. And then you need big guys. You got David Lee, Andrew Bogut. David Lee, he, you know, his foot, you know, who knows? Bogut, he's number one pick, so you got to pay him. Mm-hmm. As long as he in the league, you got to pay him top dollar.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. He's a number one draft pick. What you mean?
You don't got to pay him top dollar. You shouldn't pay him top dollar, but okay.
Andrew Bogut gets dope. You know what I'm saying? Number one pick, I'm telling you, man. Number one pick, he get the little money, man.
But not as long as he in the league. Go ahead.
You still gonna have to get him not like top, not max. I ain't talking about max money, but you ain't gonna be able to pay that nigga peanuts. Like, get him the minimum, mm-hmm. you know.
Speaking of paying people, what y'all think is gonna happen to Josh Smith next season?
I kind of hope he get out of Atlanta, man. I always say the same story, man. Atlanta fans in Atlanta don't give a fuck about Atlanta players. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen Josh Smith 2 or 3 times in the mall just walking. Niggas don't say shit to
him. But he from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but still, though, I mean.
You know, you got to understand, like, he ain't never left Atlanta, man.
Listen. I be with niggas in Atlanta, and, like, it be.
That's goaltending, man.
No, I'm saying, I be with niggas. Now, I'm too old to ask any nigga for his autograph. I'm not saying that. But, like, I be somewhere with a nigga from Atlanta, and, like, we'll see Big Boy. I'm like, Big Boy, he said, man, I finna ride that nigga dick, man. Fuck that nigga. Why you mad, nigga?
Yeah, see, I ain't like that, man. I ain't gonna front. If I seen Outkast or something like that, I've been a fan of y'all
exactly.
for a long time. If I seen y'all, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I ain't gonna be all like, you know, like, no fanboy. Like, oh, gosh. Oh, like, you know, like I imagine how be easy if he ever meet Jay-Z. I'm pretty sure he's going to come at least 2 times. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and please don't let it be a where they can speak. But, like, but be easy said he'll never speak to Jay-Z because he's scared that Jay-Z might diss him, and then he'll never like him.
I got
to
delete all my shit. I got to wait all my albums if he diss me. I did say that. Some shit, Germ said is bullshit, but I did say that.
I feel like Jay-Z wouldn't diss you. I feel like Diddy would diss you.
Yeah, I don't. I think, I mean, I don't know. Diddy, slimy nigga, man.
Jay-Z would diss your ass.
Why? First of all, I say my last name is also Carter.
That's what's going to get you killed right there. Like, so? I mean, like, wait. And then that's when he going to hit you.
I owe you some money?
Yeah. So let me guess, we cousins now? I mean, this guy, you know, but yeah.
And then, I don't know. I'm happy you look. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, so that's the NBA. It's the NBA and sports talk for the Frocast this week. Sorry, guys. I'm sure it's going to be much more next week. I mean, you know. In other news, comedy versus comedian? Is it? Well, anyway, comic versus comic news. Wayne Brady told Bill Maher he gonna beat his ass.
Again. This is the second time. This is not the first time. I think we mentioned it on the Frocast before.
Yeah. Yeah. Bill Maher, you know, of course, he compares Wayne Brady to Obama by saying they're not black. You know, they're not black. They're, you know, they're Wayne Brady black or whatever. Which is kind of weird when a white guy calls any other black guy Uncle Tom or all that shit. It's kind of weird. I will side with that one. But you know, Wayne Brady said, look, when I see Bill Maher, I'm going to whoop his ass because I can. Mm. You know what I'm saying? He said, yeah, because Bill Maher fuck black women don't mean he got a black pass. Which is weird because I think until Wayne Brady did the Chappelle show, niggas really didn't fuck with Wayne Brady like that.
They didn't.
You know, and I know Germany fucked Wayne Brady because his hairline was fucked up. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay. His
hairline
was horrible.
Okay, so GQ, I asked GQ first. What do you think about this whole Wayne Brady versus Bill Maher?
Can that be the picture for the Frocast?
No, I'm not for that shit.
So niggas can just see how horrible that shit was inside with me. Man, let me tell y'all a funny story. While we're speaking of hair, I go in my pantry the other day, get a box of cornflakes, pour me a bowl, set the box down, look at it. It's motherfucking Gabby on that motherfucker. I said, ain't this some shit right here? I said, the irony of this shit, but go ahead.
No. Can you give people the background of why that is ironic?
Not at all. We need this.
God damn it. We 25 minutes in, we got time.
No, not at all. There's no use to rehash the old, I don't scratch scab so the blood can come back out again. So.
All right, GQ, I'm sorry. You want to say something?
Oh, man. That was the best thing that happened to me that Tuesday when I got to work that morning and saw that shit. I was like, y'all didn't finally tick Wayne Brady off. Wayne Brady finna choke the bitch. That was hilarious. I mean, but honestly, I'm be all the way real. I think Wayne Brady might get dealt with. I don't know if he can go with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher is 60 years old.
It don't matter.
And Bill Maher like 5'2".
It's still Wayne Brady.
Blue, I don't know if you know this, Blue, but I know we team young nigga, and in our generation, we have to worry about catching a fade from a white dude. But niggas like Be Easy and Saul Right age, in they times, you couldn't lose a fight to a white dude. It's like you couldn't show your face no more. So every time you fought a white dude, you was beating him with the red, white, and the black, whatever them colors is.
Red, white, and the black. That's good colors though.
Well, yeah, whatever them, you know, African RBG colors.
There you go.
But now these days, these white boys today, they throw you in a fucking rear naked chokehold and some kind of submission, whoop your ass. Like, hey, white boys today, they fucking niggas up. So, hey, that's real nigga shit.
I mean, you know, I feel you, Jern, but you know what? I'm pretty sure Brian Gumbel gets mad for getting his black card question, and I'm pretty sure he cuts some niggas out in the, you know, behind no real sports with Brian Gumbel. But come to shove. He still don't want no problems neither.
But Bill Maher, like, though, unless Superhead is helping him fight, he ain't got no.
Yeah. You know, how many black bodyguards Bill Maher probably had to go to?
We just talk about if Wayne Brady see him and shoot the ones, you know, give him his 5 minutes as consequences. He get his 5 minutes. I got Wayne Brady, and you know, hey, Wayne Brady will get him, man. I think it's gonna happen.
Oh, nice three.
By the way, y'all, GQ, yeah, he is watching the game right now. Yeah.
If he could be a little more sensible like myself and just put it on mute.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You listen, what do y'all think about a white guy calling a black guy Uncle Tom or Oreo? And I mean, is that cool?
Go ahead, Blue, man, because I don't want to mess up the topic on this. I got something to say.
Okay.
I mean, it's not cool because at the end of the day, nobody can take your blackness away. It's not something that you can take or that can melt it. And it's not one set way to be black. So it's pretty messed up. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, of course you can be a sellout. I mean, it might hurt. I'm not calling Wayne Brady a sellout. I mean, I think he is corny as hell. Mm-hmm. If he would have never put out that Chappelle Show skit, I would thought he was the lamest black guy of all time.
That's possible.
But I mean, like I said, I'm not quitting his black. I just think he's corny as hell. But
let's say he knows what makes him money. Him being the little, you know, safe black guy is what makes him money. But that's not him. You know what I'm saying? That's not him. You know, so you know. And my thing is this: white people cannot speak on black issues at all. Not at all. You can't say nothing. You can't empathize with me. I am not for white people speaking on black issues. Just like I can't speak on no white people issue. You know, we different. So.
I can't go. Go ahead.
I mean, you know, educate me, Blue. I'm ignorant to the fact. You might say.
I'm just saying, like John Brown. Ooh. I mean, shoot, one of the greatest abolitionists. John Brown was one of the greatest abolitionists of all time. And he actually was like, I'm tired of my white brothers and sisters holding black people down and trying to justify with the Bible and said, it's our righteous act. We got to free black people by any means necessary. He was out there riding with guns and hit up a town with a militia.
His main chick was a black girl. He was doing all that for her, man.
He had a white wife. It was a white dude with a white wife who said, look, man, God showed me that we can't be out here enslaving people. It's like, I'm gonna get me and my two sons. And he made them hole up in the town's armory to all the guns. Like, we out here. We finna go. We gonna. He was one of the Frederick Douglass's closest friends, and he rode out with Frederick Douglass.
Hallelujah, holla back.
Not that job. my thing is, I've seen enough black sellouts to be like, look, man, whoever down for the cause, like, if you down, like I said, there's some white boys trying to be down, it's not down, but if you really down for the cause, I think I've met some white dudes out here rolling for black people harder than I've seen black people roll for black people.
Oh, yeah, I mean, listen, it was a lot of white folks got locked up during the civil rights movement, you know what I'm saying, for picking and laying in the streets and shit like that. You know. So I mean, when my mama, when she got locked up, she said like four or five white people got locked up with her when she was picketing and shit like that.
Now, be clear though, you don't get a pass for that now.
Oh no,
yeah,
I mean, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that's my thing. And I think sometimes they get comfortable, and that's when, you know, things like this happen. They feel like, because a white guy cannot call out a black dude on you're not black enough. You're not black at all. That's my whole thing. Like, if I was Wayne Brady, I would be insulted.
Now, let me say this, though. Now, I mean, this to give him a pass, but, you know, I guess he feels that way, too, because he have gave $1 million to the Obama, you know, administration, whatever, as far as, you know. You know, he has wrote out $1 million checks to Obama, so.
And you but know my how thing that's is, worked us out.
Yeah, exactly. And so he, but you gave him money, but when he doesn't go with your agenda, you call him out. No, you was all on Obama's tip when he was running for president. But as soon as he president, you on your show. Oh yeah, I got jokes for you too. If you don't do what you're doing, I'm on you. And you know that's why I say you're a comedian. Stay in your fucking lane, Bill Maher. What? You know that's
I'm not saying that Bill Maher is right for doing it. I'm not saying, you know, Wayne Brady's a sellout. I just still think Wayne Brady's still lame. I mean,
You know who's lamer than him, though?
Who's that?
Maybe weird. Because I do have a list of lame black men, but I'm not going to give it right now. But number one on my list, for whatever reason, is Jack Napier. If you know who that is, people, good for you.
You know what? Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
That nigga's lame as shit. He gets more pussy than me. But he's lame as shit.
And it's horrible, too. But we're not going to go there. So we're going to keep moving.
Okay, so for some reason, every time I'm on the show, we got to do a Love and Hip Hop thing. I don't know how that happened, but I do watch Love and Hip Hop every Monday night. Like, you know, like even on Got Cable, I still watch that shit when it come on, or like 2 minutes after it goes off.
Y'all about to hear a whole lot of noise in the background because the Miami Heat just beat the Bulls, and the Miami fans that live next door to me are running down the hallway making a whole bunch of noise. So if y'all hear a whole bunch of noise, Fro Nation, these idiot Heat fans down here. And you know,
the team with six players, but okay.
Let's not bring that up. Let's not bring that up.
Yeah, but no, on this, first of all, your time capsule of this episode. So yeah, so Miami Heat was the first team to go to their conference finals. So they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. They probably gonna play Indiana. But this week on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Stephen J and Mazzino, longtime bros, got into it because Mazzino told, it's a rumor that Mazzino told his girl that he fucked Jocelyn, and which is Stevie girl's whore girl. I don't know what you want to call
employee.
You know, I don't know, but and Stevie J brought Jocelyn to Mazzino, and they started going back and forth. And you know, I mean, we can talk about that. But the question that was raised here is that have you? I asked Kim Germ this first. Kim Germ, have you ever had a girlfriend? And you had to kind of choose between your girlfriend and your homeboy because they got into it.
Nah. Well, no, I ain't gonna take that back because yeah, of course. I mean, well, choose between my like my homeboy said.
Yeah, my homeboy said this. My girlfriend said this. They going back and forth, and you know, you got to pick sides and shit like that.
Minorly, but you know, this was. I really, like I told the girl, she was trying to pit us against each other, but she didn't know that we was gaming her, so the object was for both of us to smash. And
what the hell?
Yeah, it was like one of them. So she was like one of them trying to turn us against each other, but she just didn't know. It was like we had the bro code, you know, and if y'all don't know what the bro code is, it's bros before hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that happened to me, ladies and gentlemen, and it happened to me with King Germ.
Whoa. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Germ, look, I had an ex-girlfriend. Germ, you know, they was cool, and Germ would get these big-ass arguments about women and men, and he would put, I would come home, and she'd be mad at me, because Germ said, well, be easy like this, too. You know what I'm saying? Be easy. It was terrible. It was horrible, and I don't know why Jeremy kept fucking doing me like that.
Oh, first of all, I was not doing you like nothing.
But you know she crazy. You know okay, she was crazy.
I can't... Okay, first of all, Blue, sympathize with me here. First of all, the chick was crazy. Like she didn't think that there was no way. She was like... I said, so you think B... She was like, so you mean tell me B look other... You think B thinks somebody else look good? And I'm just like, I mean, that's human nature. I was like, I'm sure my wife... Don't think I'm the finest nigga alive. And she was like, well, I think B's the finest guy alive. I said, are you fucking kidding me? She's like, no. She's like, yes. I wouldn't say no one looks better than him. I said, so, I said, so you mean, Jimmy, you don't think, you know, I like Justin Timberlake look better than B? She's like, no. And I was just like, oh, see, but I didn't know how, what level of crazy he was dealing with. It wasn't like I was sitting out there like, no, it wasn't like that. It was just like, she was one of the people.
By the way, Fro Nation, King Jeremy's probably the only person in the on the planet who has seen Be Easy.
Peabody.
Peabody.
When I get these shirts though, nigga, I'm be stunned on Instagram, nigga.
Yeah, but it was just like one of them situations where she was one of them girlfriends that tried to be friends with her boyfriend friends. And like I told her, we don't have to be friends. You know, you, just because you be girl, I mean, me and you got to be friends. And, you know, but she valued my opinion in life and, you know.
And she also was using you to get more dirt on me.
Just but so I never gave any dirt. That's the sad part about it. Like I said, she took stories and whatever. We could go on about this for days. But, but I kept the bro code alive. I didn't say nothing, you know. But it was just like, she made his life miserable, you know.
I mean, but and King Jeremy,
was she cute?
I mean, I thought she was cute. I thought she was pretty. King Jeremy thought she was too skinny.
I said she's like a chipmunk.
She's one of those. Listen, I always say this. Since I've been in Atlanta, I've dated three girls, and all of them are like the fake Facebook models. Like, you know, I it's the photographer took pictures of me, so I list myself as a model in my profile. Mm-hmm. She might be one of those. No disrespect to her, though, if she's listening. But in King Jerm defense, I did do it back to King Jerm. I did make his life a little hell sometimes with his wife, so. Mm. You know. GQ, have you ever had an issue with that?
I will, and it's funny because I don't know how much I want to disclose the story for people who might be listening because I know we have, you know, up to 1.5 million listeners now. Mm-hmm. So my freshman year, I was dating a girl pretty seriously, and I had a homeboy, and we was like almost best friends. We was like real close. But he was on some dirt. Mm-hmm. And so I know he knew my girl before I knew her because she was a sophomore. He was a sophomore. I was a freshman. This is my freshman year at U of L. And I knew they was close. And I was like, I don't know, because, you kind of sleazy, man. You got a girl and all that. So I was like, you know, that's my boy. He wouldn't do me like that. I told somebody about it, and they went back told him about it. And he was like, man, you know, I never do that to you, man. You know, I'm with my girl, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Blah, blah, blah. He ended up cheating on her, and then she came up to his office with, like, 10 of her lines and, like, tried to beat his ass.
Oh, shit.
So, my suspicion was warranted. I wish I would have did a little bit better, so I've been there.
Damn. That's dirty. I hate shit like that. I hate shit like that. If matter of fact, I don't like girls I date to meet my family or my friends. Just bitch, we ain't going that far anyway.
You sound like a serial killer.
That's possible. I'm just saying. I don't think I'm not married about anyway. So I'm not. I don't want you to meet anybody.
To be clear, Fro Nation, Be Easy not a serial killer. We're not going to incriminate yourself on the live.
Let me say this though. Yes. If I was, the site is going to be one of the top sites in the world for like two months.
This nigga's the Wayne Williams of Nappy Afro. Look at those people, Wayne Williams.
Anyway, another topic, since we're on the relationship thing, King Jerm, you know what? I'm going to let King Jerm, set this off.
First of all, people, I've been hearing a lot of rumblings on the internet and, you know, just seeing this in the world today that people are saying monogamy is a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not a believer in it. I believe that you can be in love with one person. You don't have to, you know, play the field your whole life and, you know, thinking settling is whack. And I hear so many arguments that's pro whatever you want to call it, pro non-monogamy. What's the word for
polygamy?
Polygamy.
Or open relationships.
Mm-hmm. Or open relationships, polyamorous lifestyles. And, you know, I'm seeing
that. I don't think that means that, but go ahead.
Well, polyamorous, yeah, that's what that means.
I don't think that means.
Yeah, hey, GQ Blue, man, listen.
Go ahead, I'm fucking with you.
Tell this nigga, son. Tell this nigga.
I'm fucking with you, go ahead.
Yeah, man, whatever. You watch fucking whatever, Big Love. You know what it is. Anyway.
I was fucking with you, go ahead.
Anyway. I'm seeing the rumblings now that people like, hey, I know some guys like, man, I just can't see myself with one woman the rest of my life.
Yeah, and
I just disagree with that. I disagree with that, man. I really feel that you can love one person and be with one woman to your dying days. I wouldn't see no other way. When I get old and have me somebody roll in the Cadillac, we go on the road trips together, driving slow in the right lane, and you know what I'm saying? That's my road dog. You know what I'm saying?
Man, shit, whack.
What the fuck, man? What's whack about it?
Easy. I mean, listen. First of all, new pussy is great. I just want to say that as for the team young nigga, new pussy is great. That's the first thing.
New shoes hurt my feet.
That's fine. They don't hurt my dick. They don't hurt my dick. I got a pair. They don't hurt my dick. So I'm there's two things. Second thing is that I mean not many now it's a lot. People say we're the only animal. No, it's other animals that mate for life. So that's bullshit. Let me take that argument off the table. But as far as I think that society does put a lot of pressure on people to get married and find somebody, whatever. And after a while, you just pair off with people. And you don't pair off people that you're that necessarily good for you. You just pair off people that's good for now or this. Well, my standards done dropped, so I guess I'll be with this bitch or whatever. And I mean, that's not the way it go. That's just not the way to go. And me personally, I'm never getting married. So, but you know, I mean, that's just my choice. I don't think everybody's supposed to be married. Mm-hmm. You know? Anybody got anything to chime in about?
I mean, as the activist of the group and the community organizer, mm-hmm. I interact with a lot of conscious people and a lot of people who have alternative views, and I know people that do over relationship. And my thing is, I'm too selfish. Maybe I'm closed-minded. I don't want to come back to my girl, and I know that she done smashed her other dudes in the same week.
That's disgusting.
Or whatever.
That's disgusting.
Or, like, I can't do an open relationship. Mm-hmm. I want to know that, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm coming home to you. Mm-hmm. I want to come home to you, Steve, Jim, and Bob.
And also, now I don't agree with open relationships. I think you should just, because I think about it, unless you Brad Pitt, no nigga can match a woman's ability to get dick. No nigga can match that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you be like, well, that's how it's so, you know, you might fuck one girl, but she can go out and she can walk next door and say, you want some of this pussy? He's like, yes. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you can't match a girl getting pussy. I just don't think that everybody, like, you know, I think marriage is hard. I think relationships are hard. And maybe I'm just lazy. I don't know. Can you try to sit with us?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Listening to you, I mean, I gotta let you talk, explain your reasoning for not wanting to be like, you know, like I said, I just couldn't imagine not having a mate, you know, one mate and not, because I just don't like, to be honest, real talk, can I keep it 100 with y'all?
Go ahead.
And this is some very non-team young nigga shit I'm about to say, but I'm not really crazy about a threesome. I'm not.
Wow.
Really, that wouldn't be like, that's not on my bucket list. It never was. Like, it just,
I'm gonna ask Germs, you know, he is team young nigga, he is married, and
sure,
has a wonderful family
at 23. Yeah. I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah,
young, man. God, dog, man. I live in a very hyper sex. I mean, I started young, man. My first kid when I was like 12, man.
But Germ, you are happy. You have a beautiful wife and some beautiful children, and you know, your family man. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Well, it's a two-part question. One, did you have the phase? The phase being that phase that most men had to go out and sow their wild oats. And if you didn't have your phase, do you think that would harm your ability to be happy to be in a committed relationship and have a wife?
I mean, okay, I did have my phase, but okay, this is my thing. I said at a time, I was just like, I knew I was going to get married between the ages of 25 and 28. That was my little range when I said that I should be ready to, you know, settle down. And I went balls to the wall, you know what I'm saying? But before I got 25, you know, hey, I started having babies and stuff. And I always said that the woman I had kids with, I was going to make it work with her. And it just so happened I married the coolest fucking chick in the world. And, you know, so it worked out in my favor. Like, you know, I ain't never had a baby mama or no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, So when niggas be that baby mama shit, I feel for these niggas. I feel for these niggas, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, so I did my thing before I got married, you know, but I just couldn't imagine doing my thing forever. Like that shit like seeming to get old to me. Like, you know, I just couldn't, man. You know?
Do you think married life would be harder for you if you didn't have that phase?
Yeah, probably so. I think that, you know, that's why I tell everybody, I wouldn't be one of them 18-year-old, like, 18-year-olds, I would, if anybody that's 18, oh, I'm about to get married, I say, you stupid as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Just like that, right?
Yeah, I say, you stupid as fuck. And they be like, why? I say, because you don't even know yourself yet. You fresh off the porch. And you think you're going to marry somebody and both of y'all going to grow, both of y'all growing up and y'all going to grow apart. So, young, nah, I'm against anybody under the ages of, like, 25 getting married. I'm going to say 22, 23. 23, if you're under 23, you don't need to get married.
Okay, let's keep it all the way real.
Okay.
Not even just age. What about partner count? Let's say if I'm 25 and I meet the girl of my dreams and I've been with two women, am I ready?
No.
I would say yes.
What the fuck? Why? Okay, hold on. It depends on her partner count.
If she got bodies, then, you know, that's I'm going to say no, because then I feel like she got you. She's like, she tricked you.
Yeah.
Like, if she one of them girls that got, like, she got skeletons in her closet, and she's like, oh, this is a good nigga, it seems like she's trying to get you. But, I mean, if both of y'all got low body counts, I say, why not? Y'all, you know, I mean, I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't want to say that to because I don't want to go into shaming girls about body count.
Hey, can't slut shame in 2013. Oh, no slut shaming. No slut shaming.
Listen, first of all,
team, no slut shaming over here.
First of all, I'm being sarcastic. I think slut shaming should be still practiced. We should shame girls for being sluts.
No, we can't shame girls for wanting to have sex with five guys one time if they want to. And
it's called slut shaming for a reason.
We can't.
But that's a double standard, though, Easy.
What the fuck?
Because it's if they want to empower themselves, and that's the patriarchal, like Blue said, a patriarchal society we live in, it's nothing wrong with women being just as much a sexual beast as a man.
Can I say something? If you fuck, okay, I ask both of y'all this. If y'all
do these women deserve my love? Of course not. No, you know, but that's not, you know, I can't, you know, I just know you're not the woman for me. If you 23 and you already had sex with like 20 guys, you're not the type of girl. No.
Exactly. Because I think, listen, I know it's called slut shame. I know it's a double standard, but it is a preference. Like, you know, if you do meet a girl and she's been with 50 guys, her decision making wasn't great. Her decision making wasn't great. And also, too, as my grandfather said, guys can fuck 1,000 girls and their dick may look the same. A woman can fuck 1,000 guys, her pussy is destroyed.
Man, your grandfather said this to
you? My grandfather said some shit to me when I was too young. Damn. Probably fucked me up for life.
Possibly.
Yeah, because my grandfather never said no shit like that.
Hey, my grandfather got some good ones.
My granddad was a G, nigga. That's the thing I'm like.
My grandfather, for like 15 years, every time he called me, he said, you fucking any white girls yet, boy?
Damn.
You know, he took, like, that nigga said he got about 5 kids he don't know about overseas, nigga. That's what he told me.
Man. I'm going to put it like this.
Proud, too.
I'm going to put it like this. The only thing I want to know about your past is he going to be here when I'm here? Mm-hmm. And did you get anything or have any babies before I was here? As long as that didn't happen, I'm not going to shame you about your body count. As long as I know it's just me and you.
I will
say this though, I'm sorry. I try to be as progressive as possible. I'm just gonna be all the way real. If I know that you got ran trained on, I can't do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, like I said, I'm not gonna ask you your number either. I'm not gonna be like, yo,
I don't want no number. I don't want no number.
But if I know, if I hear you got a rep, then that's good. And then, you know, I'm like, oh, so niggas know, like, oh, man, she used to get, nah, I can't wipe you up. I can't take you seriously. And ladies, y'all got to understand that. Niggas, we have egos. You know what I'm saying? And it's something about, we feel like we have to be the only nigga that ever got this before. We know you're not a virgin when we get with you.
We know that.
But we don't want you to be like, we don't want to ever be in the same place with some other nigga you had sex with. And you sitting there, and it's awkward, ladies.
Hey, I've been at jobs before, and you know, I fucked a girl. I know she done fucked two or three niggas before me. We can't go together now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We can't go together now. I'm holding your hand in the break room while these niggas laugh at me.
Man.
No, I can't do it.
Them the worst. Like, my homeboy. Like, this girl, she was like, you let my homeboy smash, and then you gonna try to pick me to be the one to go with you? Like, what? Like, what part of the game is that? Like, but why he can't, you know, like, and why would you even think I would want to be with you knowing that he just beat? Like, Come on, man. Stop, yeah, man.
It's pretty terrible. It's pretty terrible. Anyway, Ash, that was a good topic. And that was, the King Germ did that one. He's been bringing shit up. He's been bringing good topics to the podcast, man.
Before we move on, I feel like we started this with Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. I watched the last two episodes of Love and Hip Hop, y'all. And I will say also, I'm no longer in love with Hey Michelle. She's no longer in my top five.
She fell from grace.
There's not enough ass and cuteness to cover up that amount of ratchetness. I'm sorry.
And it's not even ratchet. It's just like she ignorant. Like, I don't know, man. It's just like that was very childish and immature. Like, you know, it wasn't even like she was being ratchet. It was just like she was just,
It's too much.
If Kurt would have leaned in on and slapped her, I wouldn't have been mad. And I'm not pro abuse people.
Yeah.
I feel like if he would have slapped her, I'd be like, oh, he nigga blacked out for a second. He know what's going on. That shit was aggravating. Nigga just slapped her. You
know, is Love and Hip Hop the worst black show on TV? Because I've heard that before.
Nah.
What's the worst black show on TV?
That My Funeral, my favorite funeral. when them niggas had that Chili's barbecue funeral, and they was coming over to the castle with ribs and shit.
That set Bloody Old Black for about 30 years.
I think that was good. I liked it personally. Listen, it was terrible, but I liked it though. I don't know why it was terrible. I like crazy shit like that though, so I don't know. I can't make a good intro to the next subject, but I go try to. I guess every time I want to do a forecast, just to check up with y'all, I guess I want to talk about, you know, the music we're currently listening to. Last time I did it, niggas thought I was trying to stunt on y'all niggas. I really wasn't. I just curious what y'all listening to. So, I guess, Germ, no, GK, you can go first this time. What are you currently listening to?
Just finished listening to that Prisoner Conscious. Shout out to Tyler Kweli. Check out my review on nappyafro.com.
There you go.
The dopest internet site ever of all time.
Good job. What's your favorite song off there?
I think it's that Rocket Shit, man. I'm surprised you did not like that when you commented on the post.
Nah, I like this shit, though.
Silence.
You can't hear that?
No.
Y'all niggas gay, man. Anyway. Anyway, no. Is it called Favela?
The Favela? I was proud of you for picking that song, man. Because that song is in Portuguese.
That shit hard, man.
But my favorite, and also shout out to Be Easy for this one, because I could not get the link, because GQ Blue is not technologically savvy, for real.
But you don't know what I'm saying.
That Big Crit, man, that Big Crit go. That Big Crit may save go. I know everybody else had it 3 or 4 weeks ago when it first came out, but I just got it last week. That shit go hard.
Life is a Gamble may be one of his best songs of all time.
Man, King Remembered in Time, like, King Without a Crown, Shine On is dope. Man, all them songs, man, Meditate is dope.
Yeah, that's good. The song he got that James Blake song, I can't think of it right now. I'm in about my dreams.
The REM.
Yeah, that's it right there. But that's cool. That's cool. You got anything else?
That's it. I'm still listening to that Tyler Creator. I was not a I Future fan before that Tyler Creator, but I'm still listening to that on occasion.
He got some bangers on there. He got some bangers on there, like. And then, you know, they were saying that you got to listen to, like, Bastard, Goblin, and then this album. And Wolf, and it's like a story. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think, like Bastard starts with... His first mixtape album was Bastard, and that starts right after Wolf. It's weird. I mean, whatever you say about Tyler Creator, he's very creative.
But I will say, though, I need to get some more R&B, because... Since my iPhone has been stolen, I got a new one. My music collection is down because my laptop, well, my computer with all my music on it is down. It has a virus on it. So I used to have about 3,000 songs on the phone at one time. Now I have maybe 200. I have no R&B. That's like Frank Ocean from last year. So I feel like I need to get my R&B game back up.
But damn. King Jern?
What I'm currently listening to.
Who's playing a video right now?
No, it's no video. Well, I've been listening to Pandora a lot lately, man. I got my Pandora station. I got a good station with Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar, T.I. mix, man. And it brings me good music, man. So that's what I've been listening to.
Have you heard, what do you think about new J. Cole?
The Truly Yours, too. I really liked it. You know, 2 Chainz song, you know, it sounds, you know, eh, but it's all right. J. Cole sliding on it. But the whole, as a whole mixtape, the little EP, I'm loving it. June 25th will be here soon. Born Center, the opposite of a winner, will be in stores. That's not the actual title.
And he keeps saying,
he keeps letting us know that Born Center is the opposite of a winner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. What I'm listening to, I'm still listening to that Chance the Rapper Acid Rap, which is so far is the best mixtape of the year. Listen to what I'm saying, people. Chance the Rapper Acid Rap, you can get it on NashBaffer.com, is probably the best mixtape of the year. If y'all niggas ain't heard it on this podcast, go out and just check it out. It's really good. Chicago rapper, he did have the album on Acid. I think he's 19. He's very good. He's probably the future, man. So,
Chance the Rapper.
Now, when I first heard him, I didn't download him. Like, he had another mixtape called 10 Day. I think he made it when he was on a 10-day suspension from school. I think last year, before that. I didn't download it because I thought it was Chance from Real Love with Chance. I was like, I'm not going to download this bullshit, but it's not him, of course. And sadly enough, I'm listening to Daft Punk Random Access Memories. That came out.
I heard this shit was horrible.
I mean, listen. It's the talk of the fucking industry. But the one thing that made me buy it is the Get Lucky song with Pharrell. It's a remix that makes him sound like Michael Jackson. That's great.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I'm listening to that Turquoise Jeep real hard. Shout out to my boy Pretty Raheem.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that
young,
is.
Young Hummer. Whatchamacallit.
Are you just making shit up?
Nah, okay. You ever heard of Turquoise G?
Hold on, them funny ass niggas.
Yes.
Now they look like Chance and Real.
Dude,
hey man, nope. Chance ain't one of them niggas about to die, man.
Yeah, Real is.
What?
Yeah, Real is about to die.
Yeah. Wait, what the hell?
Yeah.
The one
with
the long hair, the nigga, but not the Turquoise Jeep niggas, but the Chance of Real from the TV show.
Yeah.
What the hell happened?
He got cancer or something.
He got cancer, prostate cancer, man, stage 4 or something. He's done.
Can I say something? And I'm not trying to be funny. He still has his hair.
He hasn't went to chemo yet, but once he goes to chemo, he's done.
Yeah, he still has his hair. No disrespect, but you know, he still has his hair, which is weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically it. That's basically it. To wrap the show up, I think we're right in an hour. So to wrap the show up, everybody got to pick a winner or loser this week. I'm going to go first. We already kind of mentioned in the show, my winner and my loser this week are the same person. Mm. The winner, J.R. Smith, because his dick was the damn subject for K. Michelle's whole storyline on Love & Hip Hop this week. Basically, because my hot pocket don't work no more because the nigga done beat it up and it don't
work. That's what she was talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. He also was in the club with Rihanna, like GQ talked about earlier. He's a loser because he's playing like shit right now. Because
he was up in the club with Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my winner and loser of the week. Jern, winner and loser this week?
My winner this week is going to be Nate Robinson.
How so?
Because Nate Robinson has been performing in the NBA playoffs, and he's going to get signed somebody. And he's going to get paid.
Yeah, I mean, he was out the league beginning this year.
Yeah, yeah. Nate Robinson's about to get paid. And, you know, now he's a, you know, I mean, even though they just got put out.
Exactly.
Know, Nate's going to get a check, you know. Going to get a check. So let's go with Nate, man. And then he blocked LeBron's shot, doesn't he? Give it up for Nate, man. Pin LeBron's shit.
Yeah, he got a loser.
Loser this week. I'm gonna go with Be Easy, man.
Go ahead.
Oh, and you just loser the week. Punchline, I mean, no punchline or nothing.
That's a good one. Yeah. GQ Blue, hopefully your loser of the week will be better than King Jerry's pick. What's your winner and loser of the week?
My winner is Stevie J.
2 weeks in a row, baby.
Sleazo does it again, man. Like, he's still out here pimping Jocelyn.
Yeah.
Even if he is kissing all up in the mouth, which I kind of cringe every time I see it happen. I mean, dude's still getting money. She's basically okay with him getting all her money after all her shows. Even though I always hate these shows, they make it sound like they're big stars, but outside of whatever club there is in Atlanta, I don't know how many people are looking for Jocelyn Hernandez for her CD, but I mean, whatever kind of money, he getting that VH1 check from her, so I mean,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so he's my winner. Loser is Titus Young. One for disgracing the great last name of Young, mm-hmm. but also for getting arrested 3 times in a week.
Woo! Yeah, I did. And I did
also getting
about
shot,
that.
Too, because dude said if he would have got to the bedroom, he would have blew his brains out. Pause. With a shotgun.
Who Titus Young play for?
He played for the Lions, but he got cut because he was out on some bullshit because he didn't want to help Calvin Johnson get set the record. He was over there running in his same route lanes and shit.
Who he play for right now? Nobody?
Nope. No, he got picked up by the Rams, but they cut him. So
same he didn't, name.
Exactly.
God damn, Titus. Now he's going to be on the Broke Part 2 in probably 3 years.
He didn't even get a check.
Okay? he's broke now, money. Right?
Yeah. He's going to be on outside the lines. Like, where did he go wrong?
Hold on. So was he going to try to break in the... Was he trying to break in the house?
He was trying to break in the house, and the dude had a shotgun, and I guess dude got scared, ran off. He said he was glad he didn't have the gun aimed. He said he would have took his life.
Now I was hearing it was 4 times.
I thought it was 3, but it could be 4. I know they have.
I know he got arrested 2 times in 1 day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's 4 times now. I think it's 2 burglary charges. I don't know what the second one is, but I may be wrong about that, but I think it's either way. It's fucking sad.
Then his dad came out and said he was actually bipolar and he's on medication. So
they don't never. I think everybody just claims bipolar now, right?
Yeah, that's some shit that only us new niggas can get. I'm sure the old niggas, there's no such thing as ADHD, ADD, all that Ritalin, all that old bipolar. That shit just came about in the 90s, man.
I just wanted to rob her.
Yeah, depression and all that. Nigga, you're not depressed. Stop it.
I don't know. That's a goddamn shame, though. I think that's it, people. I think it was a good show.
I think so, man.
I mean, like I said, my apologies. My apologies for hosting the show. Like I said, always, yeah. All right, we'll be next week.
Yeah, we had a guest set up for this week. We're on standby, but, hey, man, Beezy was being, the patriarchal. What was the word?
He was being a patriarch.
Being a patriarch.
I was being cool.
We could have had a woman on the show to talk about, relationships and stuff. Hey,
but everybody know it took me like 40 minutes to set the shit up today because I'm
okay. But I mean, when they just standing right there, all I gotta do is just hit add to call and they just waiting to get on. Hey,
and somebody who I had never met and wanted to talk to, but
really,
yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
I thought GQ tried to hop. Oh, that wasn't her, it wasn't him.
That was Doug.
GQ.
Let me see. Still there, if you look at it, man.
You want me to add to the car right fast?
Yeah, add it real fast, man. Okay. So GQ can meet a superstar, man. I mean, dang, man.
Hold on. I don't know.
You go by the name, you see where it says, and you just go add to car.
You're not on a Mac, jackass.
I am on a Mac, jackass. Yeah.
I'm trying to. It won't work for me.
Are y'all trying to add me to this call?
Oh, wow. Oh,
man. Famous Tracy Mays with us, y'all.
Hey. How you doing, Tracy May?
I've been listening for like 12 minutes.
Listen, it wasn't my fault you weren't on the show. Let me say that first of all.
I look at him lying already. Moonwalking like a
Tracy knows I love her. I love her. It wasn't my fault. We just doing the show and we just got a little sidetracked. First of all, I love you. It's great to hear from you. GQ wanted to meet you. He's never met you. Matter of fact, when he heard your voice, he froze the fuck up because he's like, oh my God, that's a lady who says nappy afro.
I'm still not talking.
But you know, hey, but what's going on with you? Can you tell people what's going on with you recently? What mixtape is?
It's still in my brain. The third mixtape is still in my brain, but I have like so many good concepts. I really need to actually get some things down on paper and like write some stuff. And people have been sending me tracks, so I really do need to get started on that stuff. But it's right now, it's just still in my brain. I ain't been doing nothing. I just been working and trying to live, right? Trying to survive in these Chicago streets.
But look, okay. First of all, the main problem here is you can't be a rapper without saying at the end of the day and saying, you know what I'm saying. So you can you next time somebody asks you a question, you got like, well, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get this money. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
you got
to
get with the movement. The you movement. Got to say the movement.
Yeah, you got the movement.
You
got
to do the Birdman hand rub.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to say the movement.
It's a movement out here.
This is a movement. This is a movement. This is not. This is a movement. Yes.
I don't know. I know you do. You have the best voice probably I've ever heard in my life, though. So. I'm going to say that.
You see that Avi? Have you say that?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Mine?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she got... Hey, I've been a fan. I've been on the Tracy May soapbox until she dumped me. For at least 3 years, man. I've been on the soapbox, man.
Can you see this, Blue? Can you see this? No?
Yeah, I don't even think I can see it.
I'm looking at it right now. She got the blue eyeshadow in.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
That's old. Y'all know I cut all my hair off.
Whoa.
I know.
Hey, the BCS just got shook up. Hold up. Now, what you mean by that? Like, you got a short boy? You got a short boy, like an edge up, fade Caesar, or something like that?
No, it's not that short, but it's like the new, like, natural hairstyle. Like, a lot of naturals now are getting this tapered haircut where it's like reverse mullet. That doesn't make it sound good, but that's exactly what it is. It's like,
I know what you're talking about.
Long in the front, and then it's short, and it's tapered in the back.
Oh, I see it, man. I know that. I seen it, man. It look good, John. Go to a Twitter page, man.
You know how I am about hair, man.
I know, man. I love Tracy May because she also called Chicago Chirac.
Yeah.
And what else can you call it right now?
It's rough as shit out there.
Yes. And then I feel like for the longest time I've been trying to, you know, just talk myself up as far as the neighborhood that I live in, and mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I'm, you know, a couple blocks down from the Obama house, you know, neighborhood is up and coming. No, boo, this is still the hood. Like, I've been trying to talk it up, but no.
You ain't made the Hyde Park yet?
Huh?
I said you ain't made the Hyde Park yet?
Well, Hyde Park is, I live in Bronzeville, so Hyde Park is like two blocks down. Like, that's why I've been trying to tell myself that I should be good. Like, hey, you know, I'm right by the Obama's house. But no, it's still, like, people don't give a damn at all.
Damn.
So, yes, it's a little bit hood. But, you know, I stay in the house, and I'm still alive. So.
This is a question I want to ask you, and this is a Chicago question, and this is out the blue, and I'm sorry about that. Now, I was looking at a trailer of what's that, Yummy? Robert Sandifer? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, never mind. That's okay. Everybody from Chicago, I asked that question already. Is this 11-year-old boy who was shooting up the damn neighborhood and shit?
Oh.
He sounds like any 11-year-old boy in Chicago.
Right.
That sounds like Chief Keef's best friend.
Yeah, Lil Mouse. I mean, come on, man.
No, he was on cover of Time magazine, like, in 94. He shot, like, 3 or 4 people. He was a part of Disciples. It was crazy. It's a documentary coming out about it, so, you know.
I lived in Mississippi then when all that stuff was going on, so.
Are you from Mississippi?
Yes. Southern girl, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know that. Well, yeah. Damn. Learn something.
Yeah, I'm from Mississippi.
How long you stayed in Chicago, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was born here, and then I moved to Mississippi for high school and college and a little bit after that. So it's kind of like half of my life was Chicago, half was Mississippi. So okay. I'm a little bit country and a little bit whatever Chicago is.
A little bit thug. A little bit shooting niggas.
Soldier.
Okay, well, look, man, it was great. Every time you get on here, I don't know if you noticed this, if Saul and I here, these niggas get quiet as shit because they just like, oh, Tracy Mays in the building. I still love you. I'm used to it because, you know, I think we talk about a lot in my head a lot. I think we're best friends in my head.
Serial killer.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy, B.
I mean, he's
in my mind with best friends. Like, ooh.
He's not helping his cause here, people.
Listen. I know Tracy May came to Atlanta. Didn't look. You ain't had to see me, Tracy, man. You could say, hey, Brandon, what's up? I'm in Atlanta. Ha, ha, ha. You would have just said that shit. It would have been cool, but you came in Atlanta.
I'm going to tell you the next time. You know, I come to Atlanta like 3 or 4 times a year, so I'm going to tell you the next time.
So, so you know what's really bad about that, though?
Yeah. Go, get him, Blue. God. Roast his ass. Roast
when,
his ass.
And Tracy May is in Atlanta. Oh, call me. Hit me up. When I'm in Atlanta and email twice, nigga, you ain't never say nothing, but you know that's neither here nor there.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm be real with you, boo. This is the honest guy truth. If you look like Tracy May, I would answer the email. You don't look like Tracy May. I'm sorry.
What was y'all gonna do? Like y'all gonna get together and go to like Magic City?
Possibly, probably.
I mean, something. You know what I mean? Okay. Some kind of debauchery. I mean, like, hey, let's hang out. But like I said, man, B's a weird guy.
It's more to the story, Tracy May. They had, I talked to him. I talked to the Blue afterwards. We talked about it.
Oh, what? You emailed. You talked in text. Like, he don't even know B's a real person, man.
I mean, this could be Kaiser Sose for all I know. But
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Anyway. Well, anyway, y'all. We got to end the show. Tracy May, thank you. I know this is the most ratchet Chicago-like guest appearances ever on the podcast, but thank you so much for appearing.
You know, you're standing on standby for, that, like I said, she walked her dogs, and I was just like, well, we're talking sports, and, you know, I was trying, but, you know, hey, man.
I'm going to tell this is how Jaron do it. We're on the show, like, hey, man, Tracy May right here, let's put in. I'm like, but we're talking right now. We're talking right now. Yeah, fuck this shit, let's go.
It was just our... Exactly.
I don't know. Well, listen, man, maybe, and I know you're a busy lady, maybe you'll be on the next week when Sawright comes back. Ken Jerm says Sawright is in the first open stage in process of getting the sex change. That's why he's not on the show tonight.
Nah, I didn't say that, man.
Interesting.
I said he is a gym rat now. Sawright is going to be, like, on Men's Fitness in, like, 3 years.
You told me he was getting the estrogen shots today.
All right,
and then next week he's gonna get the other stuff done. That's what you told me. I don't like to start rumors.
All right, slander, man. See, this is all about the yoga pants, man. It's all about the yoga pants, man.
Wait, before we go, like, can I ask y'all a question? And it's a true or false question. Like, it's gonna be really quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
That's what she said. It's gonna be really quick.
Really quick.
Okay. This is what I heard, and I had asked this on Twitter earlier, but I just need true or false. Is it true? When you're thinking about, you guys don't think about guys, but I do.
Oh, God.
So, big brain, small thing. True or false?
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand?
I'm a dumb nigga. I'm a dumb nigga personally. So true. I ain't graduate high school. So true.
That doesn't make sense. I don't know about that. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No, I don't see the correlation because you know it just that don't make sense.
Well, the concept behind it is that you can only be large and in charge in one area. So it's either going to be like you're either really super smart and you just lacking, or you're like packing and then you're just really like dumb.
Wow.
So you saying that if I'm sitting at graduation and the valedictorian is a dude, I can pretty much assure that he has little meat? Is that what you're telling me, Tracy?
I don't know. I'm asking you true or false. Like,
I mean, you know, homo and all this. You know, it's 2013.
I'm trying to figure it out. This is just something that I heard. Big brain, small thing. Hey, it rhymes.
Well, it rhymes, so it must be true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you see it on the internet, and that's another. If you saw it on the internet, it has to be true.
That's true. I do agree with that.
Bonjour.
I don't know, but y'all, I don't know. These two smart niggas, they don't want to say true.
Hey, I'm a community college ass nigga. I didn't go to a university, so hey. I mean, yeah.
And GQ just quiet. Bless his heart.
Be easy. You are two credits away from getting your degree.
I'm never gonna get it because what you just said.
I'm gonna put it like this. My degree is 19 inches, and I'm not far behind. So there you go.
Whoa!
Shout out to the University of Louisville.
I wish I never heard that.
So he says false.
Hold on. I'm at, Tracy May, do you believe it's true?
It's funny. I don't know, because I'm trying to remember, like, how many, like, actual smart guys that I've dated.
Wow. Shots fired. Everybody got fired. Everybody caught a body. Everybody caught a shot at that one. You just sprayed the whole crew.
Yeah, I mean.
But I'm saying, but
I feel like sometimes, I don't know. Because street smarts and, you know, book smarts, I don't know. It depends.
I mean, like, every, like, I hear women say, especially single women, they say they always got that dumb nigga who, like, four baby mamas would come and just, you know, wreck shop, just clean up.
See, that makes it so true, right?
So you agree?
What about, like, let's apply this to love and hip hop. Mm-hmm. Do you think, I mean, I know you guys don't think about peens on a regular.
I hate that you said penis so much on this episode. Exactly. Go ahead.
This is, what happens when you have a girl on.
Well, yeah. I mean, being Tracy May, I mean, I'm going to put it like this. I went to college and I'm a Sigma. Enough said. Next question.
I don't know what that means, my damn self.
You better act like you know. That's what that means.
I'm sorry, you said love and hip hop what now? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, like, Stevie J, do you consider him smart or dumb?
He's slimy, though. It's different.
Yeah, he's sleazy.
He's sleazy.
Sleazo. Oh,
he takes advantage of dumb people. I mean.
But then again.
He has to be smart to be manipulative.
But then again, he's a genius. He's a genius on you know, in producing it. Because he produced Hypnotize, More Money, More Problems, Somebody's Got to Die. You know, he produced some hits now.
I mean, when he was there.
Like one of those autistic people who's in one area. He's like,
super yeah, hey, look, he had sex with Eve and recorded it and put it on the internet.
Before any other sex tape came out, just
yeah,
about.
Yeah. Eve had a sex tape a long time ago. It wasn't but like 8 seconds, but it was Eve.
You watched it?
Of course.
Yeah. It was his deal, though, I will say that. It was a deal, though.
Yeah, it was just, but it was Eve, though, at that time, you know.
Wait, he used a dildo?
Yeah,
it was Eve. Yeah, yeah, it was her or him?
It was both of them. It was like they laying side by side, legs open. She's jacking him off, and he is putting the dildo. Like, he's putting work with the dildo. Like, she's, like, grabbing his wrist or something like that.
Have you seen, like, every sex tape known to man?
Possibly. I watched the Teen Mom one yesterday.
I saw what? That.
Hey, Tracy, man, let me say this to you. First of all, I'm happy that they went ahead and said it wasn't a sex tape, because a porn star is involved in it, first of all.
Oh, that guy's a porn star?
Yeah, shout out to James Dean. Yeah. Second of all...
That's who she's dating?
No, they weren't even dating. They were going to act like they were dating and then act like this was a sex tape they had. But they really... They said, you know what? It's too well done.
Yeah. Cameras and makeup artists. Like, how is that not a sex tape?
And I'm sorry. I know you're a lady, Tracy May, but, I mean, you're on the internet, too. She takes it in the ass really quickly.
Wow. No, but it was her idea.
I mean, so wait a minute. That means it can't be authentic?
No, I mean, like, as soon as it happened, like, we're going to do it in the butt today. Like, whoa, what happened now?
Right. It was her idea. She was crunk for Jesus about it.
Crunk for Jesus. Love it.
Crunk for Jesus. I'm about to use that one.
Yeah, but no, I've watched every sex tape. I've never watched Teen Mom, but I watched the sex tape, though. She got like 1.5 million for that sex tape. So, yeah. I mean, you know, I would do a sex tape for 1.5 million, like, in a heartbeat.
I do it for 500,000.
I mean, you know.
I'd do it for an Nappy Afro t-shirt, which you can buy tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay, but who would be your co-star?
Tracy May, you open yourself up for that one. You open yourself up for that one, Tracy May. I'm not going to say nothing. You open yourself up for that one.
Hey, hey.
The tape, but I'm just saying, would you have to get more money if the co-star was like somebody like Honey Boo Boo's mom?
Never mind.
I would still do it. I mean, fuck it. Fuck it. I mean, okay. I used to hate Honey Boo Boo mom. I like Honey Boo Boo mom. Not that way, but I read some stuff about her. Like, she's saving money for her kids and it's going to a fund. Yeah.
You'll smash.
I mean, for 1.5, I would smash almost any woman who's not related to me.
What was the other woman you said you would beat? She was like, she was at the Oscars or something. Who was that? It was like Cloris Lee. Who was that?
Are we going to talk about this for real?
It was rich. What's that woman's name?
She's in the Reyes movie. I can't think of her name right now. can't think of her name.
She's like 70 years old.
Man, she looked good in that movie. Helen Mirren.
That's what you said.
So basically, BZ, you out here with Cicely Tyson on the sex tape?
Hey, first of all.
I got it. It was on the Miles Davis extra DVD.
Yeah, I read my day biography. He said it was good. Let me put that out there first.
Yeah, Miles Davis was smashing Cicely Tyson.
They were married.
I was the same thing. Like when I heard, when he told me that, I said the same thing.
They were married. He loved it so much. He had a problem with his arm because he squeezed it so tight at night.
Wow.
Hey, and he said it was crazy. Crazy.
That's kind of sweet.
No, not by playing a damn horn, is not.
Oh. That's even sweeter because he ruined his career.
But no, if y'all go watch National Treasure 2, Helen Mirren's in there looking crazy. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, I said it. She looking crazy in that movie.
National Treasure 2.
With Nicolas Cage. She looking crazy in that movie.
It's not a porn. For people who's wondering, it's not a porn. So you can look that up at work, people.
She also has a sex scene with Cuba Gooding Jr. in a movie I can't think of right now. Mm. And it was pretty good too. So yeah, I would smash Helen Mirren.
Oh, wait a minute. To go maybe about 50 minutes back, Cuba Gooding Jr. might be the lamest black dude ever.
I was about to say, yeah, you can't forget him.
I gotta give him props. He was in Boys in the Hood though.
But that's the last thing man.
And Jerry Maguire.
That movie too.
And Jerry Maguire.
What was the movie he did on the boat?
The boat trip. That was terrible. Oh
God, man. That was just like, then he was just like, hey.
Hey, what about does he get any points for like radio?
I like radio.
Points taken away, maybe. Yeah. But I think
that was like, hey, Corky man. Corky fights the power, man. Shout out to Corky, man. Life goes on.
That's terrible. But Trace made it here. Yeah, we said Wayne Brady. I think Wayne Brady is the lamest guy. I think Jack Napier is the lamest black guy. If you know who that is, God bless you. You know who that is, Tracy May?
Who is the second one?
Jack Napier.
Mm-mm.
Okay, good job.
Wifeable. Look, wifeable.
Yeah. Now listen.
You don't know who that nigga is, she's wifeable.
Oh yeah. I mean, I started sweating a little bit.
Well, I mean, I actually kind of like women who are.
Nah. We can explore that together. But if you know that off top, you already on all man. You're not the girl for me.
Now, if she would have said, I know who Wesley Pipes is, I would have been like, no.
No, if you know that, then you know comedy. If you be like, but he funny, though, I'm like, oh, for real?
Hold on. Tracy, do you know who Wesley Pipes is? Not Wesley Snipes, Wesley Pipes.
No, but it sounds like a porny name.
The fact that she said porny instead of porn, that's another wifeable reason. Mm-hmm. That's another wifeable reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, you say, baby, can we shoot a porny? Hell yes, we can.
It's porny night.
I'm like, yes, it is. Every night is porny night.
No, I can't believe you just said that.
What?
It's porny night.
I'm saying that's great, man. Porny night.
Oh, but yeah, man. You're
like porn and party. Yes.
But yeah, man. Like I said, it's great. I'm kind of kicking myself because you should have been on it. You should have been on the show when we started, and I do apologize for that, Tracy May. But it's all love. This is the Frocast. I mean, I'm sorry. Anybody got any shout outs? I'm sorry. That was Saw does, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Before he shuts us down.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Darren.
Oh, shout out to the big homie. Saw right, man. Get better, man. Next time, get you a spotter when you're going for 350. he hurt his shoulder, so you know he can't talk because he hurt his shoulder tonight. And
is that what happened for real?
Yeah.
We don't know what happened. He's hurt, but we don't know what it is.
Yeah, he just told us, look, man, I had something, and I'm talking crazy right now, so I just like, hey, all right, it's all right. But then, you know, I see you on Twitter. I see you talking about the DMV episode of Martin is on. You're welcome.
I mean, I talked to him earlier today, but I mean, through email, so he's straight.
Yeah. Stop talking to him. But anyway, shout out to the homie, Saw Right. Shout out to Tracy May for stopping through, you know, being on standby. Shout out to Blue. Shout out to the rest of the Fro Nation. If this is true, what BZ is saying, and we'll have shirts tomorrow, I want to sell a million of them this year, man. A million, at least, because we got a million fans, so we should be
exactly.
Everybody go get you one.
Like a spot to, for people to like post pictures of themselves wearing the shirt.
That's you know what? That's so great. Yeah. We'll probably talk about it more, I guess, in the episode. But yeah, if you buy a Nappy Afro shirt.
Yeah, if you got Instagram and you buy a Nappy Afro shirt, take your picture in it and we'll make you famous. We'll put it on the page. And like Beezy said, it's custom. They got plenty of colors, so you don't have to just get your standard black, white. You know, we got the pink, the orange, the yellow, whatever you're feeling. We got them colors. Yeah, yeah.
I said I prefer you get black and white, though. That's what I said.
Be Easy's also said he talks to people in his head. You know,
I did say that also.
So don't. We don't talk to people in our heads. But yeah, that's all my shout-outs, man.
DQ!
Shout-out to Tracy May. It's a pleasure to finally talk to you, Tracy May. Shout-out to Blue and White Nation. Shout out to Delta Zeta for graduating. All the graduates came out. All my boys graduating. Blue and White. All the Zetas graduating. Shout out to Cornell the Great, man. I meant to shout out last week. He graduated.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cornell. He wants to do the review, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Cornell, you got it. It's yours.
And shout out to Q, of course, as always. And make sure y'all check out Lotus on Rocket Hub. Look up Lotus and donate to their to her book club. And shout out to Turquoise G. What's up?
So you hesitated this week, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. She used to be first. Now she's like almost last. But go ahead,
son. Stutter step. Like, obviously, you did a stutter step. Nah.
Man, y'all be giving me so much help. Man, I'll just try to y'all keep for 20 episodes in a row, man. We good. We good. Love. All love. Love her. And it's all right, man, because all right posted all my stuff for me because I don't know how to do that shit. I was like, hey, it's all right. I wrote this. Post it up for me. So appreciate it.
You can just add Be Easy into sometime, too, you know?
Yeah, it might be.
Beezy said he felt like you had a problem with him.
Okay, first of all, time out. It's the second week he done tried to fuck up me and GQ's friendship.
I'm just bringing up the what you
anyway,
know. Like,
anyway. Only reason I don't send stuff to Beezy because I feel like Beezy won't see it. Because, like, Saul Ryan was like, email back in like a half an hour. Beezy might be like tomorrow.
It'd be up, though. Like, listen.
I know you are. I mean, I'm not hating. I know you got a job. So I'm not hours.
Don't listen to Jeremy. Anyway, the lovely Tracy May, do you have any shout-outs?
Oh, sure. I want to give a shout-out to Saul Wright, and I hope he feels better. Also, King Jeremy for, like, fighting hard to get me on today's broadcast and, like, you know, really pushing. You really pushed the issue. I heard you. And, you know, I was listening. You didn't know I was already on the call, so I appreciate that. And GQ and Be Easy. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. And also all the lovely fans of Tracy May on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, who have been watching or listening to me since almost the beginning of time. Shout out to all of you guys. And yeah. Single and thick as fuck. What? Boom.
Hashtag
echo. Okay. My shout outs, Tracy May, and that's the only shout out I'm giving out this week. This has been Focast episode 75. Signing out, Young Barry White. Peace,
man. We out.
That was good. Tracy May voice is crazy. It's crazy. I tell you, when I'm gonna Skype you like 2 o'clock tonight, we'll talk about it then. Okay.
NappyAfro.com